T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. International students studying in Kansas. We'll get details on that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
City of Wichita will hold a city council meeting this morning. It's a regular weekly meeting, and the mask might be a topic. City of Wichita mask ordinance is set to expire today.
Two.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says a COVID-19 vaccine developed in his country is ready for use. In fact, a member of his family has already received an inoculation.
One.
The Santa Barbara Foresters have won the National Baseball Congress World Series at X Stadium. For the Foresters, it's their eighth championship in Wichita in the past 15 years. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
From 9 a.m. to noon today, they're closing westbound K-254 from Woodlawn to Hillside. You'll actually have to exit at Woodlawn. So that's something to watch out for today. They're doing some guardrail repair. Again, that is 9 a.m. to noon today, westbound K-254 closed from Woodlawn to Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's check that weather forecast here on this Tuesday. Looking at a high of 94 degrees today and tomorrow with sunny skies. So looking pretty much the same day today and tomorrow with a high of 94. Overnight low tonight down to 72. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is partly cloudy and 73 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 94. Here's your weather forecast here on this Tuesday, August 11th. What's going on with international students studying in Kansas? Let's get a local business update from editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, international students could pose a budget crisis for Kansas colleges. That's despite President Trump's reversal on student visas. Education experts say the revenue gained from international students is in jeopardy. The COVID-19 pandemic and the Trump administration's shifting immigration policies have reduced or eliminated travel from abroad. Most predict a steep decline in enrollment among foreign-born students this year. The University of Kansas School of Medicine in Wichita is one of 100 nationwide sites for a clinical trial testing a COVID-19 vaccine. It was developed by Oxford University and purchased by AstraZeneca. The KU School of Medicine Center for Clinical Research will lead the local effort. It'll travel with its mobile unit to high-risk areas of Wichita and South Central Kansas. And a McPherson manufacturing plant will help fill demand for a key drug used to treat COVID-19 patients. The drug company Pfizer says it has an agreement to produce the antiviral drug Remdesivir at its facility north of Wichita. Pfizer will make the drug as part of a multi-year agreement. The antiviral drug received an emergency authorization by the FDA for treatment of patients with COVID-19. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Pfizer has a facility north of Wichita?
In McPherson, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'd kind of forgotten that.
Yep, they've got a facility there, and that's where they're going to be making making remdesivir for a while.
All right, yeah, I'd kind of forgotten that. All right, that's good news.
Yeah.
Bill, an Israeli jewelry company is making what it says is the world's most expensive coronavirus face mask.
Oh, my gosh.
A $1.5 million gold face covering encrusted with 3,600 diamonds.
Wow.
Custom-ordered mask will be fitted with an N99 filter. It'll weigh 100 times your typical surgical mask, so that'll be nice and comfy.
Yeah.
The Yvel jewelry firm says the mask was ordered by a wealthy Chinese businessman who lives here in the U.S.
Good grief.
And they're not even going to have it done by the end of the year.
Well, there you go. He'll have a vaccine before he has that face
exactly.
mask, probably.
The designer said that while he wouldn't wear it himself, he was thankful for the opportunity for him and his employees to make it for this guy. So so apparently you don't have the comparable $1.5 million Bill Snyder diamond emerald encrusted K-State mask.
No, mine's worth probably about $1.05, I'd say.
And even then.
Yeah. It is a K-State one. I should say my nicest one is a K-State one made by a friend of mine in Florida.
Very nice. Now you're talking.
Fancy.
And I just bought a bandana up at Blue Stem Supply in Emporia.
Oh, man.
And that
not
was
a better place on earth.
I know.
Right there
that was like $1.05. And I've been
you
using
bet.
That. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. You got to have that face covering.
Oh, yeah. Got to have everyone. And, of course, the city council will talk about masks at its meeting today, so we'll see how that all goes. But I think people are pretty much used to wearing them now. So,
I think so. Go ahead and put it on. Let's get this over with.
Yep, doesn't seem to be a big deal right now. Well, you just given us so a treasure trove of information this morning, so I think your job is done for the day, right?
My job is done. Now I got to go to my real job.
Oh, that's what happens now. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you get to it. Good to talk to you.
See you later.
That is Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 11 this morning, every weekday morning, we have the Glenn Beck program right here with Steve and Ted. Coming up as a special guest, Representative Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado. And the topic is the book Capital of Freedom. That'll be Congressman Buck from Colorado coming up next on the Glenn Beck program. Great topics between 9 and 11. Right after Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Certainly glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday morning. Looks like another temperatures in the 90s this week. 94 and sunny today, 94 and sunny tomorrow. So got a little pattern going here on this work week. We're glad you're with us. And stay healthy, stay cool, and have a good day. And we'll see you here again tomorrow morning. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day. What's the best way to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.